Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Year of Living Scandalously by Julia London, performed by Justine Eyre. Prologue. 1793, West Sussex, England. Each summer in the village of Hadley Green, the residents looked forward with eager anticipation to two significant events. The first was the week in June, in which the vicar put his gout-ridden body into a borrowed coach and took leave of his flock to call upon his ageing sister in Shropshire. That was the only week of the year the pulpit could be pried from the vicar's bent hands, and the young visiting clergyman's delivery of the gospel was markedly more succinct. The second event was the annual gala at the end of summer given by the Earl of Ashwood. It was a celebration of a good harvest and good tenants, and an opportunity to raise funds for the poor orphans of the St. Bartholomew parish. It was a day-long festival, replete with enough food and ale to feed the king's army, as well as goods for sale made by the more industrious villagers. There were games for children and adults alike, and a small band that entertained the happy guests, who elected to sit under umbrellas at tables festooned with streamers and flowers from the Earl's enviable hothouse and gardens. There was a small lake with a pair of boats that young men employed to court young women as they rowed them about. Traditionally, members of the quality came down from London to attend the gala and stayed on as the guests of the Earl and his lovely, and strikingly younger, wife, Althea Kent, Lady Ashwood. The quality partook of the crafts and food and ale alongside the residents of Hadley Green, although perhaps less of the crafts and more of the ale. Inevitably, late in the day.